did, that I continue to ask you to keep up that good singing. I want you to sing a little medley of songs. We were just going to do it a cappella, just to sort of see how we do this. It's all about stars today, right? All about stars. So, when you wish upon a star, makes no difference who you are. No matter who you are, shining bright to see what you could truly be. At this part, I know. Shining star for you to see what your life can truly be. Shining star for you to see what your life can truly be. Shining star for you to see what your life can truly be. Oh, star of wonder, star of night, star of singing, and we're thinking about stars here this morning as we think about this passage from Matthew 2, 1 through 12. Get over there to it.
There it is.
Matthew 2, 1 through 12. When we lived in Augusta, the St. Joseph's Hospital had a beautiful nativity set. It was full size, human size, and just beautiful carvings, or maybe it was plastic, I don't know, probably molded plastic, but beautiful lights and array, and they would have the manger scene there, but they kind of built it over the weeks. It just didn't start with like Mary and Joseph and everybody there. And so you saw the wise men, the magi, when they made their appearance, they started away far off. And they kind of took this journey. It wasn't like sometimes in our manger scenes, we have everybody there at once. And we know as we read the scripture that it wasn't like that. You know, the angels sang, you know, Mary and Joseph came, and then, you know, the shepherds were there. And then at some point later, the magi came. You know, I've heard it everything from a few days to a couple of years. But, you know, sometime later, they came. And so this morning, we're looking at this text, focusing on some of this as we're preparing our hearts for Epiphany and the New Year's. We're talking about stars and stars words. Let's look at this text from Matthew's Gospel. And then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them. Wait a second. Let's start here. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose, and we have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem was with him. When he had called together all the people, chief priests, and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Messiah was to be born. "In Bethlehem in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet had written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For out of you will come a ruler who will be shepherd of my people. Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time that the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me so that I too may go and worship him." And they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route. And this is the word of God for we, the people of God. And so, this is what sometimes we refer to as the Epiphany passage. There are a lot of Epiphany passages, but this one in particular is one that we associate with Epiphany. Epiphany is one of those words that's a church word, but it is also a word that we know from just our everyday use. So we use the word epiphany occasionally, maybe not every day, maybe not every week, but most of us, we know what is meant when we said that a person had an epiphany. Now, what's an epiphany? Those, sometimes they're called like aha moments, right? Those moments that kind of come to us all at once in a rush. It's this new realization. Maybe, you know, you're teaching a kid to tie their shoes, and they, you know, they just can't get it, and suddenly you just see like a light bulb come on, and suddenly the child is able to tie their shoes, and they just have this, you know, this manifestation of what shoe tying is all about. Or maybe, you know, you remember back when you were taking algebra, and, you know, just couldn't get it. What are all these numbers? And these numbers have letters with them, and I just don't get it. I don't understand it. I remember, you know, studying and my dad working with me, and then just one night, suddenly, it made sense to me. You know, it was like an epiphany moment. What are those epiphany moments that you've had in your life? If we had time to go around and share, I'm sure that, you know, there'd be many of you that could talk about those aha moments that came to you when, you know, you figure out something that you've been sort of struggling with at work or some family issue that you had. Suddenly, you just sort of came all together for you. And so, these aha moments, these epiphany, I want to say to you, and it's not to diminish those kinds of all of a sudden kind of moments that we have, those light bulb coming on moments. But as I read the text, particularly this year, I don't associate that with what we just read. I don't look at it as just all of a sudden kind of like light bulb coming on for these magi. You know, in fact, the wise men, they didn't settle for this flash of insights into discovering who the Messiah was. And so I don't think we should either. As we search for epiphany in our own lives, it can be a bit of a journey. Let me put this as a quote that I read this week that I like. The power of Christ's epiphany is its ability to evoke a response, to call forth something from within us, to move us, to take us to a new place, and to open the treasure chest of our lives that we might give of ourselves. So let's think about those wise men. You know, they were travelers on a journey. They were searching, and they were longing. They studied the skies. They studied the stars. And so on this journey and this longing, trying to discover what is this thing that is happening, they came and they saw the child with his mother, and they offered their gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And all of these, all of this continuation of this search, it is all the manifestation of Christ in their lives. It's the entire experience that is epiphany. The epiphany of Christ didn't happen only when the wise men arrived at the house where the child was. Their entire experience, I want to say, is epiphany. You know, observing the stars rising, that was epiphany. Their journey to Bethlehem, that was epiphanal. The child with his mother Mary was epiphanal. Offering their gifts were epiphanal. Epiphany are those things that move us and take us to a new place, that open our lives to another and lets us be able to recognize and adore the beauty and grace of life. And so think about that in your life. If we were to be able to sit down with one another and talk about that, those epiphany experiences, and you were to tell me about that person that you love, you know, that person that you love with all your heart. And you know, in some place, you know, maybe you remember the exact time, but maybe it was just over a period of time you fell more and more in love. And you only know that you love. And it's a love that is deeper and then beyond what you can even describe or feel. You look at him or her and you see a light. And you don't know if it's them or if it's you, but it's there and it's this real experience. And if you've had that experience in your life, it doesn't necessarily have to be romantic. It could be with the child. It could be with a friend. But that kind of deep manifested love, you've had this experience of a star rising. Or maybe it's one time when you were with a person and you confessed to them something that you've never really shared with anybody else. Maybe it was a spouse, a friend, a pastor, a therapist, something about it that you had never told anybody else in the world. And it was one of those secrets that it was wrapped in guilt or maybe wrapped in shame or embarrassment, and it kept you bound to this place in time, and you just needed to release it. And so you told that other person, and that other person listened without judgment, and they didn't laugh or condemn or ridicule. They honored you and they respected you. And as you talked a way forward and opened a way that you never expected to happen, you knew that you were in some sort of experience that was going to be transformative forever. And if you have had that experience, you've observed an epiphany. You've had that star rise within you. Or how about one of those times when something begins to stir in you, a deep longing, a passion, maybe it's a sense of calling or a sense of vocation, a concern for other, an expression of compassion, a speaking out for justice, caring for the oppressed, I don't know, the poor and the hungry. You feel it as an energy or drive within you. You don't know where it will take you, but you feel it inside of you. It's this star rising. It's these moments of epiphany. And I could go on and on. Every one of you could tell these kinds of story, life transformational story. And they were maybe not a one, you know, instant kind of journey. Most likely, there were many parts to the story and journey. There are stories that are painful and broken, but also joyful and healing, and all of these things that come back together. They're stories of making life changes that you never thought possible. They're stories of looking at a stranger, one who was so very different from you in every way, and discovering that it was those differences that gave you a deeper knowing, a knowing about their life. It was to be equally sacred, loved, and cherished. On this Sunday, we're going to do something that became a tradition, I guess, last year. We're going to share Star Wars. And I have here prepared stars that my lovely wife put together. Each one of these stars, if you weren't here last year, has a different word on it, adverb or adjective. And, you know, there are no star police. You know, I'm not, you know, saying this is the horoscope or something, but there's something about this word and these focus when they come to you. Over the past couple of weeks, I've had church members come to me and say, "You can do that star thing again. I've had this word," and they tell me what their word was for the year. And so maybe when you get your word, you know, maybe it'll be something that makes sense. You may find it a word that just, you know, fits you perfectly. If so, I want you to celebrate that and you know, and just see how more intentional you can be about it this year. Or you may find it a word that offers you an encouragement or a challenge. You know, if so, receive that word. And it may be something that's confusing to you, that you kind of resist at first. And I want to just urge you, you know, to sit with it for a while and explore the source of resistance that you might have for it, and be open for what that word may teach you about yourself. May these words serve as an epiphany for you in this coming year. And so the way I want to handle distributing, Josh, we have so many people here today. I'm going to take and divide them up, and Josh is going to be on one side, and I'm going to be on the other. And if you'll just come and receive a word, if you want to, John's going to be playing for us, and so if you want to take some time to be at the altar and pray, it doesn't necessarily have to be about the word. It could be about something that you're facing that you need help with. It could be a prayer of gratitude for the year that you're that you just completed, or it may be a prayer just of asking for God's leading in the new year. Whatever the case, you're invited to spend some time here at the altar if you'd like, and then return. If you need some help and need Josh or I to come to where you are and to bring you a word, at the appropriate time, the ushers will kind of help us find you, and we'll make sure that everyone gets one before we leave this morning. So just as you...